Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio this morning, Eowyn Ivey. Welcome, Eowyn.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
So much has happened. You have been here, and then you went away, and you traveled the world, and you wrote a second book. And now, soon, in Washington, D.C., there's going to be another event. In this case, it's a musical.
Right. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Although I have to say, I don't take any credit for the musical. That's something that Arena Stage and Perseverance Theater together have just brought, you know, this wonderful group of talented people, writers and musicians and actors. And they've just kind of taken it and run with it and made something entirely new from my novel, The Snow Child. So I'm excited to see it like everyone else. I've heard little bits and pieces of it, but it's very exciting.
So for those listeners who do not know, Eowyn Ivey completed a first book, The Snow Child, and it was moderately successful.
I was surprised, to be honest. It was a wild adventure. It was not expected.
but it did work.
Yeah.
And then you went on to do a second piece. Tell us the title.
Yeah, so my newest novel is To the Bright Edge of the World, which is out in paperback now with my same publisher that did The Snow Child. And it's sort of similar in ways. It's also set in Alaska, sort of historical, with some fantastical elements involved with it, too.
But we could spend a bit of time on them. But let's talk a little bit about the musical and details such as when it will be again in D.C. at the Arena Stage. And even though you have not been directly involved in that process, you must know a little bit about it.
Sure, yeah. So it kind of came about, my understanding is that Molly Smith, who started Perseverance Theater up here in Alaska, has since gone on to Washington, D.C. and has Arena Stage down there, but has a lot of strong ties to Alaska still. And I think my understanding is she'd always wanted to do an Alaskan kind of story and bring it to stage. And so she ended up working with Perseverance Theater together to bring the writers and musicians and lyricists together to write, do all that, to create a musical out of The Snow Child. And, you know, they came to me, it's been years ago now, I really can't, maybe several years, and said, you know, we want to do this project. And the truth is, you know, like The Snow Child has been optioned for a film, too. And I don't know if anything will happen with that. So I kind of take all this with a grain of salt and I think, oh, that's nice. Who knows if anything will ever come with this? But, you know, we negotiated a contract with my agent. And then it's just been so exciting to see it develop. And Art with Perseverance Theater has been wonderful to kind of keep me in contact and say, here's where we're at. So after all this time, you know, of developing and bringing everybody together, it'll come to Arena Stage. I think it opens April 13th in Washington, D.C., and it'll run through into May, and then it comes from there up here to Alaska. It's in Anchorage May 25th through the 27th, and then it heads to Juneau, which is where Perseverance Theater really got its start at, and it's there June 9th through the 10th. So it'll be, I think, and it's fun because a lot of my friends and neighbors are all planning to go, and, you know, it's kind of a neat community thing, even though it's coming all the way from Washington, D.C., it has a lot of roots on many levels here in Alaska.
So the performances in the three locations, same people going to perform all three?
You know, I don't know. I think they're still kind of working out some of those details. And from what I understand, they're building a brand new set. Sometimes they ship up some of the set pieces. They try to involve a lot of the same actors, but I think that some of that stuff will still get hashed out because there's still some time, you know, between now and then. But I'm going to be curious because I'm going to go see it. My husband and youngest daughter and I are going to go see it in D.C. And then, of course, we'll go to the shows up here in Alaska. So it'll be kind of fun to see the difference and
right,
to be with the audience
right.
And all that. It'll be really fun.
Well, my wife and I happened to have the opportunity, since we have a trip to the East Coast the week after it opens, I have already bought four tickets.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, how exciting.
And two friends there in D.C., and we are going to attend. And we also have, to show our commitment, we have tickets already to the performance here in Anchorage, too.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
I'm looking forward to that same kind of comparison and to do that, et cetera.
No, I'm just really grateful that there's been so much support. And the thing is I had no hesitation to sign a contract with Perseverance Theater, especially because I've gone to a lot of their shows in Anchorage over the years, and they just do a fantastic job. So I have a certain amount of confidence that it's going to be a really enjoyable show. But I also know, you know, that they made some changes just by the limitations of moving from a text to the stage. You know, there's some changes in some of the chronology, I think, and some of the plot lines. So it, in ways, it'll be like a totally new experience for me to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Something new.
true that. So the effect upon you of moving from, and many listeners know the basic story. You grew up in this area, mm-hmm. Living in Sutton, mm-hmm. and you have had a variety of different careers. You worked as a reporter mm-hmm. at the Frontiersman, mm-hmm. associated with the bookstore next door, et cetera. And would it be safe to say that you are pretty much full-time, other than your duties as a mother?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wife and all that you're doing, that this is your work, and are there other novels, et cetera, coming down the road?
Yeah. No, it feels like this incredible luxury. I count my blessings constantly that I'm in the situation where basically I get to stay home and read and write, you know, which is sort of this dream come true, I think, for a lot of us who love, you know, books. And it is kind of become my full-time thing. So, you know, I was at first when Bright Edge came out, I was hesitant to say, well, I'll definitely write another novel, because I've come to see that it's a really fickle business, both in terms of my own ability to create and the reception of my agent and the editor and the publisher. It's a complicated thing. So I was hesitant to say, oh, well, absolutely, there'll be another book out. I feel like there's a lot of things that have to come into play. But I will say that I'm very excited. I'm starting to kind of play around with a new idea, and I'm having fun with it. And I try to remember that that's how I came to it. I was just having fun. And I try to remember that and not think a lot about the Amazon reviews and all the other things that come later down the line, if I'm so fortunate.
So from the sound of your description of the process and where you are right now, you are, it's my opinion, having fun.
I am. Yeah, I am. I mean, there's parts of it, just like any job. I mean, the truth is the traveling. I had never really done a lot of work travel except for around Alaska until my books came out. And there's downsides. You know, when I'm on tour, I'm often away from my family and I'm in a different city every night. And it's something I just had never had any experience with. So there's things about it that are difficult, and then turning a book into an agent or an editor is very stressful, and working on edits, you know. But I always try to remember what brought it to me to it, which is just the love of stories and wanting to tell stories and read stories, and so I try to keep my eye on that as much as I can.
So the two books, in my observation, are very different.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. That makes me happy.
I mean, because I know that there are authors who do series. Mm-hmm. They may have 12 books, and they're a storyline that carries the same characters and around. But these are two very different time frames, two different kind of whole ways of doing it. So
yeah.
I don't have looking at them, a straight line that's projects on to book number three.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can definitely say that it's about Alaska. I mean, I don't feel like, I mean, it's a combination of elements. One is I don't feel like I'm done writing about Alaska. You know, I feel like there's a lot I'm still trying to kind of understand. And I don't have the confidence to write about another place, to be honest. I feel like I owe it to a place to know it really well before I write about it. So it's definitely set in Alaska. And I do enjoy having some fantastical sort of unexpected elements. So that is certainly a part of it. But I am glad to hear you say, sometimes I think as a lot of us writers return to the same themes over and over again. And I remember reading this quote by Ishiguro, you know, who wrote Remains of the Day and several other books, of course, beyond that. And he said, I really am just writing the same book over and over again. Nobody's figured it out yet, though. And sometimes I have that feeling like someone's going to be like, well, isn't this the same thing you wrote about? You know, so I do have these recurring themes, but I do want it to be a surprise and for a reader to not know maybe what's going to come up next. So,
well, that's another level of looking at the books thematically, mm-hmm. Or even the characterizations, mm-hmm. and so on. There may be ways in which you approach that, but my impression is that that there are significant differences between the two. But
yeah. And that's part of the fun for me. You know, I didn't want to write another Snow Child. I mean, as much as I had fun with that process, you know, the truth is when I get done with the book, so far my experience has been that I know I'm done when I'm sick to death of it, because I've spent so much time with these characters, and every word I've tried my best to think is that the right word. So when the time comes, I'm kind of like, good riddance, you know? And so when people say, wouldn't you write a sequel? I think, oh, no, I don't want to go. You know, I want to explore new lives and new things. So I think that was part of why I hesitated to say, oh, absolutely, I'll write another novel, because at that point, right after Bright Edge came out, I wasn't excited about any ideas. And, you know, nothing was really kind of getting my imagination flowing. But hopefully this new idea, you know, we'll see how it goes. Sometimes you have to get a certain way in and send a sample to your agent before you know if it's sure. going to work or not.
Okay, Mike Malevsky, I've been talking with Eowyn Ivey. We've been talking a little bit about the two books that she has written, but more in focus has been the reality of a performance of a musical version of Snow Child in Washington, D.C. in April, and following a return here to Alaska, both in Anchorage and Juneau in May and June. Yeah. So any last comments?
Oh, I just, one of the things I'm really excited about with the musical is I feel like, you know, I was originally inspired by a Russian fairy tale that over the years, the Snegorocha Russian fairy tale had inspired, you know, ballets and operas and paintings. And I wrote this Alaska-based, you know, novel inspired by that. And the idea that now it has inspired an Americana musical, I just think is, it just makes me happy that the way art and literature and books sort of spawn other things. It's kind of exciting.
Beautiful way to end. Okay. Thank you, Eowyn.
Thanks so much, Mike, for having me.
Bye-bye.